Okay, well, welcome aboard here, Don. I think it's Don. So, name here is Randy, BE5RJM, and I don't think I've talked to you before. I appreciate your contact here this morning very much. We always like hearing new stations come on board here and all that. So at least your call sign is not familiar for me. Maybe I talked to you a long time ago, I don't know. But anyways, I'll pass it over to John there. And he might have a question or two for you there, Mike, Don. VK1, Julia Tango, VE5RJM with Mike 7, X-ray Delta Sierra. Go ahead, John.
M7XVS, VK1JT, good morning, I suppose, to you. It's a good evening from here, about 20 minutes to 10 at night on a Wednesday night down here in the nation's capital, Canberra, about 15 minutes walk from the CBD. We've had some rain over the last couple of days, but it was reasonable today. It's enough, actually, for me to put a wire antenna up, just the dang fed halfway for 40 metres, and having a bit of fun with that in these little QRP rigs. Let's throw it over to V5AL, see if he's there, VK1JT, otherwise Paul Tuggan.
Good morning from England. Oh, good afternoon from England, sorry. It's after 12 now. I hope the weather's fine over there. Welcome. I'm transmitting to a repeater. It's Harpenden in Hertfordshire. It's GB3VR repeater, which is connected to a gateway, which is why we're talking now. I'm just on a 5-watt portable handset in the garden, and you're coming over quite well. You're both coming over very well on this gateway in Hertfordshire, England. Over to whoever's next on the net there. Thanks, Randy and John.
Yeah, roger there, Daniel.
Yeah, Mike.
No worries then, what's your next DS VK1JT? Yeah, well, I'm running about half a watt.
Sorry about
I'm making it over the was it, 20 over
9?
Modern
problems.
As I say, communication by me. That's the core driver behind my throw it over to Paul there, VK1JT, if not Randy.
So, I really appreciate people coming on board and coming in and joining in QSOs here. And is this your first time connecting to the Canada hub there, Dan, or have you connected many times before? It's just that I haven't heard you there, or I don't remember. My memory is not always the best there, because I usually got a million things going on in my head. So I look after the linking system here, some of it, and I do many other projects for our local club here, and look after voice over IP, like I say, different connections, and I belong to the Parkland Amateur Radio Club. So, you know, you could do a search on that. It's just basically parklandarc.ca, and give you a little bit more information about who you're talking to and all that. So, I don't know, have we talked before, Dan? And if so, my apologies. My memory sometimes isn't that great. But anyways, do you connect here often, or is this kind of your first time? Back to you, Dan.
I'm X-ray, Dr. Sierra Portable. Yeah, we had a multiple contact come in. There's at least two other stations come in there together. I think it was possibly Randy and John and maybe another station there, I'm not sure, but yeah, I got most of that. I think that was Randy came back there at the finish. So yeah, I'm connected to a local repeater, which is run by a local radio club here in St. Albans. They've got a few repeaters here with a few different modes, different frequencies, and most of them are connected to a gateway via the internet, so which in turn connects to the world sometimes. This time of day, I guess we're connected to you guys over there in Australia. I'm not sure if you're all in Australia, but I'm just connected via a gateway here in Hertfordshire, and I've been a radio operator here for about 3 years now, and you're coming over here very clear, because this repeater I'm connected to is only about 7 miles away from me, so it's quite a well-run repeater, run by a local Verulam Amateur Radio Club. I'm not sure who, I think that was Randy. Was that you, Randy, came back to there? Over to you from Dan in England, go ahead.
Yeah, you're correct, Dan. I don't know, you said maybe that there was another station or two coming in trying to make contact here. We'll maybe leave a pause here to see. And I got you in QRZ here, Dan, so now I know who you are and what you do and all that kind of stuff. So, but very welcome to our link system here. I'd imagine you're connected to... I'll have to look on the dashboards here to see exactly where you are, but I'm going to take a guess and say the Canada Hub, perhaps, or the 420 network. We've got several different networks set up here in across Canada here, and it's very nice because there's people like yourself and a lot of people worldwide that sometimes connect up here with us, and we have some awesome great QSOs. And we become friends over the air, and sometimes we get fortunate in meeting some of our new contacts face-to-face. So we do have a station here that joined our club here a few years back from England, and he was a truck driver. So you probably heard him on the air there from time to time. He put on millions of miles driving across the UK there. So I'm sure you heard his call sign once or twice. It's Graham and his wife Debbie. And VE5 Golf Whiskey. And I can't recall what his call sign would have been over there. But moved here to Canada, 10, 12 years ago, and made themselves a home here. So we were fortunate of him joining our club and getting to know him a little bit better. So I'm sure you guys would have a lot of things in common that you guys can talk about from back at home there where you live there, Dan. So stay tuned here, and you'll come across him. He should be coming on the air actually here probably in the next couple hours. He usually pipes in and says a good morning and tries to make a contact. So look out for that call sign there, Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey. Anyways, turn it over to you, John, VK1, Julia Tango. What a nice QSO, V5RJM.
V5RJM and the group VK1JT, yeah. Well, while you guys have been talking, I've been doing a little bit of research into the Z match. Trying to build up one of those for my little QRP portable setup. And just doing a few other little technical things, and also doing some paperwork and documentation as far as my research goes into neurodivergence and trauma, and what I've been discovering about that. And I'll tied in with the uni work as well, so all good and well, and yeah, a lot of progress mainly. Whoever takes the next one, JT.
Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Randy. Yeah, good afternoon, John, from England. I think you came back with Randy there before, so I missed that whoever. I think that was you, John. Would you like to go through that again? Because you doubled there, and I missed most of that whoever. Back to you, John, from Mike 7 X-Ray, at the Sierra, down in England, right?
Yeah, M7XDS, VK1JT. The short version is I've discovered my neurodivergence and I've become very self-aware, and as a result I've become a specialist consultant, neurodivergence and trauma, and that's where I've been doing a lot of research, and also how it ties in with things like schizophrenia, dementia and a few other bits and pieces, which I still believe are totally social diseases and are born of the modern age. And I've done a lot of notes and also a lot of research in neuroscience, a lot of the stuff bleeding edge when it comes to things like neural atrophy and neural calcification, or their terms that I use anyway. But yeah, a lot of interesting stuff and a lot of interesting discoveries, especially when it comes to women with ADHD, the depressive type, high-functioning depressive ADHD in females, and a lot of unknown things about that and very little research done, except for where I come from. I've got a hell of a lot of stuff, especially in the 15 notebooks I've got over the last 3-4 years. All right, sorry, over to Randy, 3V5RJM, 1JT.
But me and him, we hang out here on occasion and chill out and watch his favorite shows on TV and all that. So that's my only grandson. And the rest, I have four in total. The other three are all granddaughters. So, I just cherish every moment I have with them. And one of them is a great fisher person there. So she's one of my best fishing partners. She is my best fishing partner, never mind. So I hope Pierre doesn't get offended there. I'm going to have to bring her fishing there with us. Maybe